Bays Allah Kadalad Midaki Achuve. One who is doing tshuva will cry out constantly before Hashem. If he keche, he will give tzoke, umislache karbe, and he'll further himself min adovish echotabe, umishane shmoi, and he'll change his name. Kelemer ani acher, I am somebody else. Ve'ina isa ish, she'osa isa namasim, and I am not the person who did these deeds. U'mishane masov kulan leteva v'geila mimkemei, and he is careful to do everything correct, and if necessary, he exiles himself from the place where he is living, because Golis is Mechaper Ovein, Mipnei Shegiremes Loi, Leichona, Velias Onov, Ushvar Ruach. And it's understandable because a person who goes into a strange community and doesn't have his friends, he doesn't have his resources, so this causes him, it brings about a breaking of his spirit and the beginning of the sign of humility. And this is a necessary ingredient for a person to do tshuva. All of the things that the Rambam mentions as priorities in doing tshuva, we can understand and appreciate. But what is the cheshbon that the Rambam says in Mishane Shmei? He gives himself another name, Kalema, by saying, Ani Acher, I'm somebody else. It's a very simple thing to do. You go and you change your name. So how does this involve tshuva, and how does this inspire a reaction of tshuva on his part? Tzdoke, anives, golus, shbechi, crying, tachnunim, all of these things are understandable. But give himself a different name and he says, ani acher. What is the significance of being mishane shmei, of giving himself a different name? What does that accomplish? The BMS, mishane shmei, as we'll see, is a very important part in the union of tshuva. In last week's Sedra in Nitzavim, so brought down from the Mir Rosh Hashiva from Chaim Shmulevich, that he stops on the pasuk Kikore Ve'lecha Hadover Me'ed, Beificho Ulevovcho La'aseisei. And this matter, this thing that I'm telling you is very close to you. It's not out of the realm of your ability to accomplish it. It's within your ability. You have the resources to be able to do this. Bepicha ubilevavcha. Just by acknowledging it and by articulating what is necessary, la'aseise, you can accomplish this. So the Ramban says that this refers to the mitzvah of tshuva. You know, the Ramban argues in the Ramban. He says that this goes on mitzvah's tshuva. That this pasuk tells us that tshuva, although it accomplishes such things, it's a matana of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but the human being has the opportunity, the resources to go and do it. Kal me'ed, beficha ubilvavcha. Just make up your mind and say, and then you're accomplishing tshuva. It's very easy. So if that's the case, so if I ask, so why don't we find, you don't find very, very uncommon to find a Russia that does tshuva. Every Russia should go ahead and should do tshuva. It's not something that he has to go lebe shemayim, lebe v'layom. He doesn't have to go fly in the heavens. He doesn't have to cross the ocean. So why doesn't he do tshuva? But the emes is, he says, the tragedy of man is that he accustoms himself to the matziv that he finds himself in. And he's able to accustom himself to that matziv, that he makes peace with himself. And he doesn't reason, he doesn't realize what is actually happening to him. And what is gerim this, that the person should do this? He says the hergel, because it becomes a regilis, he becomes used to it. If all of a sudden he would suddenly see something and see what he is now. You look in a mirror. In a mirror, you look at yourself every day. You don't realize that you're getting old. Well, you're not getting old, but that people get old. What happens, however, if somebody looked at himself in a mirror when he was 10 years old, and then he remembers himself? That's the view that he has of himself. All of a sudden, he's 60, 70 years old, and he gets to look again in the mirror. So the sudden shock that he sees himself would bring him to his senses. Oy vey, what happened? Who is this? On the other hand, if he constantly looks day after day, there's a regillus, and he becomes accustomed to it, and it doesn't make an impact. It doesn't leave an impression on him. And he brings down the Gemara, the Chazal, in Shabbos, and the Pasuk in Tehillim, that says, Zeh Darkom Kesel Lomoy. So it says, this is the foolish way that they have. Yodin v'shoyim, Sheh Darkom L'misa. Rishoyim really know that the end of their life will come about, and somebody who lives like they did is destined to die. But v'yesh lehem chayil v'alksolo, they have something covering them, meaning the fat is covering them. Their hergo, they got so used to their matziv that the knowledge of misa and din v'cheshbon doesn't make a ratio with them at all. So then the Gemara continues, Rabba Shema Tema, maybe you'll say, Shekhecho Yimehen, that they had forgotten what happens. They forgot the whole parsha of a din and a cheshbon. That's why it doesn't bother them. So the Pasuk continues, Talmud Lema, V'achareyem b'fihem yetzu sela. So if that's the case, so you'll say, maybe there is hope for them. Because there's a takone that when they'll see somebody die or something, so it'll come to a sudden realization that there'll be a time when you'll come to a din v'cheshbon. So it says, no, v'achareyem, they're very much aware. You'll ask them what happens to a human being, they'll say, sefer adam lomus, and they'll come for a din v'cheshbon, and it won't make a bit of difference in his life. Why? Because he's so rugged. He's so accustomed to live the way he is, that the fact that this yediyah no longer shakes him, no longer brings about a shivren ruche, and no longer brings about that he should go ahead and examine himself. Because of what? Because of regilis. It's old, accustomed to it. What's the chidish? This is the way he touches up the reaction of a person to the mitzvah of tshuva. The Motel Katzman tells of Rosh Hashiva, also spoke on this Seder of Nitzavim, in the Inyan, the same Inyan as Chaim spoke about Hiskaglus, Regilus. He speaks about Hiskachus, about renewal, the importance of a person undergoing a renewal, an examination of renewal, the same concept. And he says, Atem Nitzavim Ayem Kulchem. Kol ish Yisrael, and Rashi says that Moshe brought them together v'achnisam bibris, to once again renew the bris. So l'chera, what do they have to renew? Do they then have a choice in the bris? Although they speaks out this is the bris of Arvus, but just to renew the bris, they already accepted the bris in Sinai. Inei anechi keresim kla bris. What's the inyan of a new bris? There we'll say perhaps it's Arvus, it's a different bris. But by Yoshua we find the same thing. It says, Vayesof Yeshua kol shifte Yisrael Shema. Yeshua gathered all the people together to Shem, and he called out to the Zikna Yisrael, and they gathered, Vayishyatzvu lifnei Elikim. They gathered together before Hashem, and then Yeshua said, Koyama Hashem Elikei Yisrael, V'ato Yiru es Hashem. Many psukim, you should revere God, you should do it, you should listen to him, get rid of all the idols that you have. V'imro be'enechem, he says. And if you feel that you don't want to do it, la'avedes Hashem, bochu lachem hayayim es mitavdu. Choose who you're going to serve. Es Elohim Hashem avdav eseichem. Will you worship the God that your fathers worship, Evana? Or the Lehehu Ameri, asher atem yeshvim be'atzo. But onechi u'besi, na'avedes Hashem. But I and my family will not succumb to idolatry. I and my family will be Yevdei Hashem. So what kind of a bechira can he give them again? Do they have a choice? Do they then have a choice to say that we'll go with the gods of the Amedi? They were mushbe be'emet from Sinai. they mechuyev to go ahead and to listen to Torah and mitzvahs to be makel ben shalom. So why is Yoshua going through this whole charade? What does it mean? The same thing we find by Shmuel. Shmuel also, it says there in the pasuk v'shafta itchem. So Rashi says, and the Mitzudis says in the pasuk is that Yishyatzvu, stand together, v'yishavta itchem lifnei Hashem, it's called Tzidkes Hashem, will debate all the Tzidkes Hashem that he did and he performed for you and your fathers. So the Mitzudis says, the Netzochen of the Vikuach, who will be successful, will be with the Hitzdatkus. That means if I am able, Shmuel says, to convince you, so then I've won this battle. But is there then a choice for them? Is there then a choice? Do they have a choice? They don't want to go B'derech Hashem. They're Mushbeveim at Misinai. So the Mutter wants to say, same idea is, the Chalishus, the weakness, the Chulsha of a person is, that holds him back from being able to ascend to higher Madregas, is because everything he does is Miteich Hergel. That means he already has adopted a certain pattern, he's found a certain niche, and he does it without thinking. This is the way he conducts himself. So therefore, it's necessary for a person to stop and to reflect, to renew, to accept again his vows, his covenant, his commandments, lecharish bekirbei, in order to bring in a spirit of ischachus with him. Of course, they have no choice legally. Halachically, they're mushba ve'emed, but they should feel. Rei onechi nesen lifneichem hayem. Bechol yem, it should be kilu emed b'har Sinai. Why do we say kriyishma twice a day? Chayri ben mekabel ol malchus shemayim b'mayim bechol yem. What is it? It's mushboyim ve'emdim. So what do we mekabel ol malchus shemayim? The teretz is we have to be makir mitech ischachus. We have to renew ourselves. We have to realize and feel the meaning as if we were actually, for the first time, hearing the Dvar Hashem and accepting the Dvar Hashem, to rise beyond our slumber, our tardema, our regilis, and to feel a cheshbon, to feel a source of ischachus, of renewal. My Rebbe Zochenu Livracha also brings down the same yesod, the Yemei Abloch. On the same Atem Nitzavim, but he goes in the second part of Rashi, and he has a different Nekuda. He says, Dover Acher, Lefi Shehoyu Yisrael Yetzin. Why did they have to count them? What does it mean, Atem Nitzavim? Lefi Shehoyu Yisrael Yetzin, Miparnis Leparnis, Mi Moshe Le Yoshua, Leficha Osa Esa Matseva. He made a special moment, like a monument at that time. Matseva, today lezarzom, in order to be mezariz them, in order to give them a spirit, v'chein osa Yoshua, v'chein Shmuel. This is Rashi. Yishyatzvu v'yishavteichem, sheyotza miyodeh. So you may ask, what's the lashon of nitzavim? Right? Nitzavim, you're standing. What does it mean, atem nitzavim? And also, what significance is that it was konsum, that he gathered them together, bishvil shoyeitzim miparnis leparnis chodosh, because they were going into a new parnis, there's going to be a new leader. So does this mean it's for the ability, it's for the, what is the reason? So he says, the inyan of nitzavim means to stand, to stop from your mahalach haragilis. You're walking, you're running, nitzavim, stop. Atem nitzavim hayim, there's something new taking place in your life. Atem nitzavim ayim kulchem. And you have to feel the spirit of renewal, rejuvenation. You could change yourself now. You're going from Moshe to Yoshua, or you're going from Shmuel to Shoel. Now is a time for you to turn over a new leaf, as they say, and to begin anew. Think a little bit. Stop running back and forth. Yishyatzvu uru. Stop and think and contemplate. Look into yourself and change your derech, because there is a feeling, a spirit of change. There's a spirit that you're being given over from one year to another, from one class to another, one school year to another. This year I'm going to excel. I'm like a new person. But only if nitzavim, if you stand and you reflect upon that. But if you keep on going and running with regilis, with ishaglus, so then what kind of a, you don't have a moment to be nitzavim. You're like a young baby running back and forth. Doesn't know what he's doing, but he keeps on running. But Nitzavim stop and think. He brings down an interesting medrash. Brings down a medrash in Bereshis Rabbah. Ve'ato pen yishlach yodei. It says by Adam, pen yishlach yodei. And it'll take from the Eitz Chaim v'chay le'elam ve'ato. And now pen yishlach yodei. Maybe Adam will, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, maybe he'll put out his hand to take from the Eitz Chaim. So the Medrash says, melamed she'posach le'akodesh Baruch Hu pesach shel tshuva. That the Rebbeinu Shleilom gave Adam a vision, already a door, an opening, an insight into tshuva. Why? Because it says ve'ato. And the ein ve'ato elo tshuva. Ve'ato is another name. The beginning of tshuva. Shenema ve'ato yisroel. Mo Hashem elekecha shayo mi'imcha. So you could ask, it's a pele, what is ma'ato? Is tshuva? What does ve'ato have to do with tshuva? But the Torah tells us, Mo Hashem elekecha shayo mi'imcha. Begin me'ato, now. Me'ato, from now on, you can begin anew. Even when Adam HaRishon was a chayte, and the clouds were dark and black and somber. So the chayr of the whole world is over. What should he do? Ve'ato. So the moment of ve'ato, if the person will take a moment of ve'ato, that already is considered tshuva. That's the helmak. That's the feeling of ischachus. I have a resurgence of spirit, of hope, of faith, of trust. Ve'ato, now, where do we go from here? I have an opportunity to change. Atem nitzavim ayim. So therefore, when it's going over, when there's a shinui that takes place, so that itself awakens me, and that gives me an opportunity. I am no longer Jack, I'm Yankiv. So I'm a new person already. Shinoi acheru. It's not the pshat that it's the same one. And he's trying to fool the angels up there who are writing down the names in the Book of Life. No, ve'ato is the Shinoi Hashem is a difference for him. He should feel if it's that he's an andamensh, that he's not the same person that was a chayter yesterday. But he's yatzvu ve'ato acheru. And mainly he goes ahead and he's mishane that. He's mishane his derech achayim. And he's able to see beficho bevavko la'aseisei. When you look at the Rambam says, Take, in Perek Gimel, what's the inyan of Tkiyah Shefer, the Bavusta Loshen Rambam? He says, Af apish Tkiyah Shefer and Rosh Hashanah exeris akosuf. But there is a remez alluded to in the shofar. Uru Yesheni Mishinaschem, wake up, you people, from your deep slumbers. Wake up! The Rambam says, what to wake up from what? Chivshu b'maaseichem v'chozvu b'tshuve. Elu ha-sheikhines ho-emez behavle azman. Those people that set aside and they forget the truth because they become involved in all the foolishness of their time. They waste all their years in hevel v'rik, in nothing, in meaningless things, asher le'yoyo v'le'yatzil, which won't be any value to them at all. Habitul enafshisechem. Look and examine and scrutinize, introspect. Ve'tivu dakichem, and correct your ways. Ve'yaziv kolechad mem daki aro. The shofar calls out, Uru mishinaschem. Awaken. Listen to me at least. Listen a moment to the shofar and think. All we need is nitzavim. All we need is ve'ato. All we need is a spirit of ischachus. That we feel that we could become, we could start anew. The keach of Hergelus, of Hergel, that the Chaim says, is a terrible keach. It's a terrible keach. Everything that we do, we spend thousands of hours in tefillah, and we don't really know, we don't really appreciate, we don't really feel. When we daven, we should daven with simcha. Tachas, it says in the Parsha Sola, and says the Kisavim in Teichere. Tachas asher le'avadeto Hashem elekecha b'simcha b'tuvlei meroif kol. You're Eved Hashem. Sure, you're Eved Hashem. Mikayim olamitzah, you're always davening, but the Teichere is there. because it's mitzvahs anoshim lemoda. It doesn't shake you and it doesn't touch you. From personal experience, I mentioned a few times, I felt it. This last half year, we daven in the morning. Ameichim mitzadei gova. Right? Do we stop and think, what is ameichim mitzadei gova? That Hashem prepares, he gives us shoes, he prepares that we could walk. So we say the blach, ameichim mitzadei gova. Do we say it with simcha and with joy? What if a person is crippled, Rachmana Litzlan, and a doctor performs a miracle and he's able to walk? He's forever beholden to this doctor, the greatest joy. He's able to put on his shoes and walk. I said, Ameichem Mitzadei Gover, and I never, Ameichem Mitzadei Gover, it says in the city, I said, Ameichem Mitzadei Gover. But I never felt Ameichem Mitzadei Gover. A few weeks ago, I came into the house, I was wearing a shoe. So my wife says, so what are you laughing, what's so happy, what's, so I said, I'm wearing a shoe. It's like Lenikai. Ameichem Mitzadei Gover. So the, and if the Rabbeinu Shleilam doesn't make you break your leg to put on a shoe, you don't appreciate that. Yivdu es Hashem b'simcha. So if we go and we say Pekei Akivim, all the brachas that we say, if we say it without joy, if we say it without simcha, why? It doesn't mean a thing. We don't even remember if we said it. We don't. Because of Hergelus. Because we're so accustomed. Because there's no chidush, there is no ischatshus. There is no renewal, there is no rejuvenation, there is no life. Yivdu es Hashem b'simcha, if there's no simcha, so what is the tefillah is kin tefillah nit? This past Shabbos, I have to mention with some balabatim, so a balas tshuva came over to me and she said, you know, I daven Shemoneh Esrei with a smile on my face, with simcha, and I felt that the davening was different. Idris Hashem Besimcha, think what you're doing. Let it make an imprint in you. Let it have an impact on you. Uru Mishin Aschem, wake up from your slumber, from your deepness. And the davening, the Chayorim, I don't have the Chayorim, but they bring down the Chayorim in Simen Hay, speaks about tefillah. He speaks about tefillah, about davening. Says, Ameitzi Shem Shamayim Levatoleh. If somebody mentions, like with Hashem Hashem Levatole, he's aver in the mitzvahs, Hashem Lekechotire, im Leisishmor, Leiro es Hashem Hakovit Vianero. This is part of Yireh. Not to be masked the Rebbeinu Shleilam's name, only Bederach Shvach Ubroche, Mashe Mechuye, but not Levatole. And he says further, quote, Veyorevi is Dazeya Evorov. He should shake and tremble in his limbs. B'shor Shem Masker Hashem. But V'loy Shem HaMeyuchet Bilvad. Not only the Shem HaMeyuchet, Elo Kol Hashem Esheinu Nimchokim. V'afila B'chol Loshem. To say the word Hashem. B'chol Loshem. Hashem Elekechot Tire. Rabbeinu Yena, and again, Satchuv is a masker, a sasheme, a sakino, a tzorch, a skiro, a beemo, a beiro. How many 10,000 times, please, that we said Hashem this year? Did we do it beemo, a beiro? Did we once do it beemo, a beiro? It's the Gilis. It's mitzvah sanoshim lemoda. Did we do it with simcha? Did we do it with yire? Did we do it with emo? Oh, it was no difference if I said Hashem or I said something else. The word is a word, and that's it. I went right. I didn't hear what I said. Chayotim brings down from the Shloach Kodesh that Eitzeh, to be Misakin Tefillah. And I once tried it. Yom Kippur at Nila. Helps a little bit, maybe. If Misakin Tefillah is before, he says, if a person makes up in his mind, he concentrates on the Inyan of Es Hashem Elekecha, Tira, not to be made to shame Hashem, forget everything else, but just not to be made to shame Hashem unless he does it beresus ubezir with understanding and kavone. So Memela, when he davens, he has to stop a second to look out for the next Hashem. Because he's not going to say, Bo at Hashem. So before he says Hashem, he should pause for a second to think, Shloah says, to think that this is Hashem. And to say it beres is a beyira, and that much he's going to keep. So he says automatically, if he keeps that, he'll be mechavan in his whole davening because he'll have to concentrate till he gets to the Hashem. But aside from that, keeping the name of Hashem, the Chachmas Odom, the Chai Odom, then brings down a peladik and maisim. He says, "Kedei lahaliv," this is his language, "leiv anoshim, legedol azihirus bezeh." How important it is to be zoyer in the Shem Hashem. He says, "I'll bring you down a maisim rav." And this is the maisim. There was one gadol who was very sick. Look in the Chai Odom in Chelik and Simon Hay. Asher Yomuzbei, he was with it. He was in his final sickness. And he heard, dreamily, he heard in the Bezen Shomaila, a call Rash Godel, which called out, "Ponu mokem letzadik echad shenifta, make place for the tzadik." The kiblu sham bekovet Godel, and they gave him a sefer Torah to hold. And then they asked him, "Kiyamto mashikasuv bo, will you mekayim that which is written in the sefer Torah?" And he said, "Yes." "Kiyamto mitzvah spiri verivye l'shem shemayim?" He said, "Yes." So they said, "Mi yoyid alecha?" Who's going to testify that way? So the malachim, as we know, that mitzvahs create malachim, so these malachim came. Rabim, rabim, ein mispor. They said, "Eidus," they testified, "I was made from this mitzvah and I was created from this mitzvah." Afterwards, they brought him four turi shulchan aruch, and they asked him, "Kiyamta teira shabal peh?" Said, "Yes." And again, malachim came. Then finally they asked him the final question. "Were you zayir from being made to shame shamayim levatole without kavonet?" By Yidim he remained silent. They asked him again, and he remained silent. When they wondered, "Eides," so many malachim came levushe shcherim, dressed up in black clothes, and they said, "Eides, that I'm a malach that was created when he was not Zoyer in the name Hashem, but Yain Plaini, when it was Shem Shemayim Levatole, when he said Askoris in Tfilas Belei Kavone," all of these malachim. When the Bezen Shomayla heard this, they rent their garments, and he, the tzaddik, said, "I also rent my garment." It's all the chizoy they saw. So they said, "Tipa Slucha, how could it be that you said stand the Shem Hashem, Eich Le Yereisa?" So the psak din to him should be to come to Gehenim or to come back in a Gilgal. And he says he was Becher to Gehenim. All right. So the Chai Odom finishes up in large letters. Ve'eich le'yosim ho'odom el liboy la'hazkir Hashem be'yiro v'fachad u'bekavones ha'lei. The Teretz is Regilus. I'm accustomed to it. And accustomed, nothing phases me. Nothing changes me. Kol HaShefer is, Okitsu, wake up. Isyatsu, stand here. Ve'atah, now is a new change. Acheru, your name is somebody else. You're a new person. There's a rebirth. Standing Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a new time, a new book, a new misper, a new minyan. A new din. We're going from one din to another din, from one shana to another shana. Let us for a moment have a jing in the armor of this hisraklus, this panzer that doesn't let anything penetrate. Let's hear the shafer, but that hear the shafer, the kol will die out. Let's work on being mekabel something lemaisa. This is biyodeinu la'asas. Everybody can do this. Trying in ourselves, you may tshuva. We say Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever the bracha is, to say Baruch Atah, and to pause for a second, and to think Baruch Atah Hashem, that will make such a shinui in our tefillah. It'll give us simcha and joy. It'll be acheru. Indeed, we'll be totally different. We'll be totally changed. And that's the derech of tshuva. We could all do it. Be'yodeinuhu, lei b'shamayim hi, b'ficha u'b'ilvavcha la'aseisah.